From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery Sunday, claim major advances against Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second-largest city, Mosul, at one point claiming to have seized full control of the town of Bashika. It lies about 10 kilometers northeast of IS-occupied Mosul. Meanwhile, in the village of Safira, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Nijem al-Jabour, who's leading the operations, said his forces await air support before continuing their advance.
Our troops in the small mountain here, they control plant power of electricity, but we received some order to stop here because we not have any air support.
Safira, among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the start of the Mosul campaign a week ago. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter held talks nearby Erbil with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani Sunday. After meeting Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Saturday, Carter said Washington is prepared to provide additional support for the Iraq-led coalition. Carter met Friday with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and is seeking to ease tensions between Ankara and Baghdad over the presence of hundreds of Turkish fighters in northern Iraq. Cameroonian President Paul Biya Sunday pledged to investigate the cause of Friday's train accident that killed at least 70 people and injured hundreds more. He said the deep investigation will look into the causes of the accident. He also ordered hospitals to charge medical bills of the injured to the government and declared Monday a national day of mourning. This is VOA News. Fighting returned Sunday to the besieged Syrian city Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause by Russia to allow the exodus of rebel fighters, the sick and wounded. It appears few took up the offer to leave the rebel-held sector of the city. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling, with at least three civilians killed. The UN said about 250,000 civilians are in desperate need of supplies in eastern Aleppo. Hundreds more are urgently in need of medical care in order to be evacuated. In Yemen, a 72-hour ceasefire ended Sunday with the Saudi-led coalition launching airstrikes against Houthi rebels in the capital Sana'a. Each side accused the other of truce violations. The brief ceasefire was aimed at allowing humanitarian aid in, where thousands have been killed and millions displaced and are in need of food and medical attention. The airstrikes coincided with the arrival of UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, who appealed for a new ceasefire.
This has to come to an end. This region cannot afford any more population displacement, burden on neighboring countries, and I think it is important to intensify the efforts towards peace, and Jordan has been very instrumental, and I am grateful for that.
He said he's working on activating the ceasefire, and despite the dangers that threaten it, he believes the truce must continue because it allows for humanitarian aid to be delivered and creates an environment to work on a political solution. In Somalia, at least three people, including the driver, were killed and four others wounded when a car bomb exploded outside a tire shop in the capital, Mogadishu, late Sunday. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, al-Shabaab militants said they have retaken control of the town of Halgan in central Somalia following the withdrawal of Ethiopian troops serving under the African Union. It came under attack by al-Shabaab in June, in which dozens were reportedly killed. Ethiopian troops have already pulled out from El Ali and Mokokori, also in the Hiran region of central Somalia. Qatar's former emir, Sheikh Khalifa bin Hamad Al Thani, died Sunday at age 84. 3 days of national mourning has been declared by the current emir, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. Sheikh Khalifa held power from 1972 to 1995 when he was deposed by his son. The European Union has threatened to cancel a signing ceremony Thursday, creating a free trade pact with Canada, known as the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, or CETA. It's opposed by Belgium's French-speaking Wallonia region, insisting it's bad for European farmers and cedes too much power to global corporate interests. EU officials have given Belgium until late Monday to resolve the dispute. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.